Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WYPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Chris Connolly of the WYPR State House Bureau staff. Chris, like the rest of us, you've been covering the campaign for governor, Republicans as well as Democrats, and you've been taking a look at the Harford County executive, David Craig, who's one of the Republican candidates, and his difficulty in qualifying for matching money to run his campaign.
Right. So earlier this week was the final cutoff date that you had to raise enough money, enough seed money, to get public matching funds for your campaign. And Craig was just not able to do it. I mean, what you have to do to qualify, you have to make just a little bit over $258,000 in eligible donations, donations of $250 or less from individuals. So the only Republican that qualified for public matching funds is Larry Hogan.
So the threshold is there to offer some sort of proof to the taxpayer that this is a candidate that has some support.
Exactly. It's seed money. It's saying, you know, this money is going to actually go to a campaign that could be viable.
It's another indication of how weak the Republican Party is in Maryland. Let's just say it.
I think it is. And I think it's also an indication of the fact that folks aren't that engaged in this election.
On either side, really.
On either side, very engaged.
Well, I mean, we don't know, actually, because there's been any recent polling, but 40% at some earlier polls of people said they were undecided.
40% in the Democrats. For the Republicans, it's even higher. I mean, we're talking in some polls as much as two-thirds almost.
Do you have any further thoughts about why Craig wasn't able to do this? I mean, he certainly does have the background to have been able to attract money.
Right. And he is arguably the most qualified person in this race. I mean, he has experience as the mayor of Havre de Grace. He's the county executive. He has experience in the legislature. I mean, he's been around. He's seasoned. And he brought in a lot of endorsements from big party names. But I think that there's something here in the way that they have organized and oriented their campaigns, Hogan and Craig. Craig has focused primarily on sort of building grassroots supports, going to these forums, going to Lincoln Day dinners, and really trying to just connect with voters. And Hogan, on the other hand, has really focused on a media strategy and on fundraising. And he's skipped a lot of these forums and gotten a lot of criticism for that. You know, he's focused more on bringing in the money. And so, you know, I think we have this tension here between getting out and connecting with voters more one-on-one and, you know, focusing on raising the money, which is what might make him viable if he wins the primary.
It almost makes you think that the return of bossism would be good, because then somebody could issue a decree. You will approach the campaign in this way. You will raise money. You must raise money. You can't get elected if you don't raise money. Well, we'll see what happens, Chris. Thanks very much.
Sure thing.
For Chris Connolly, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.